Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks to everyone who supports Daily Tech News Show directly. To find out more, head to dailytechnewsshow.com/support. This is the Daily Tech News for Thursday, August 9th, 2018 in Los Angeles. I'm Tom Merritt.
And from Studio Feline, I'm Scooter Lane.
From Oakland, California, I'm Justin Robert Young.
You're back to Scooter. I love it. Is that in honor
you
of
never
Samsung?
Know. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, of course it is. Our producer Roger Chang is here as well. Roger, how are you?
I'm good, if a little hot.
You sure are. Somebody mentioned that somewhere. I think it was on Patreon. Roger's a little hot, and I wrote,
yes.
Let's
so
just
the photo
down.
I use.
Okay. No comments about Roger's appearance. Let's start with a few tech things you should know.
Samsung announced the new Samsung Galaxy Note 9, starting at $999.95. The company also announced the Galaxy Watch, replacing the Gear brand name, starting at $329, and teased a smart speaker called Galaxy Home with more details slated for an event coming in November. We have lots more to say about this and all the other announcements Samsung delivered a little later in the show.
Turns out Kiki does love him. Drake has set several new streaming records, 1 billion album streams in a single week, single day records for Apple Music and Spotify, and as Universal Music announced Thursday, the first artist atop 50 billion streams total across all streaming platforms.
Boy, that's more than Kiki likes him. Yeah, that's a lot of people. Comcast Xfinity exposed partial home addresses and social security numbers of more than 26.5 million customers, according to a security researcher called Ryan Stevenson, who discovered the security flaws. BuzzFeed News contacted Comcast. Comcast told them the exploit is now patched. They disabled something called in-home authentication, which was supposed to allow you to pay your bill without having to log in. Apparently, that was a bad idea. They've disabled that. And also, an insecure sign-up page for Comcast authorized dealers that was subject to a brute force attack. So they have solved both of those. But Social Security number, not really good to have exposed out there. So you might want to check with Comcast about what you can do about that. Let's talk a little bit more about Discord.
Ah, Discord. They launched a video game beta program in Canada Thursday for 50,000 randomly selected customers with 3 games for people who pay for Discord Nitro, starting with 10 titles and a curated store. Discord takes 30% of sales. Plus, if you want, Discord can scan your PC to see what games you have and give you a tab where you can launch any game that you own right from Discord. So
biggest headline miss on this is it's coming to Canada first. Way to go, Canada.
Yes. No, there we go. Canada, the beta test of countries. They are really going for the Steam market on this and saying, look, all we need is a bunch of active people that are obviously going to be playing video games for us to have that platform staked out that we can do so much more. I think the idea of being a PC game launcher is brilliant, and another way that they can make themselves known as, oh, also I can just buy this indie game here instead of opening up another application in Steam, which I think many PC gamers probably just have open all the time anyway.
Well, and Steam's trying to be more Discord-like in its chat because they see this writing on the wall. And I do think Discord is in position to eat Steam's lunch. They're not ready to do it yet. Doing curated games is their way of saying, you know, we're going to start small, see if this works, see if people like it, and then we'll come for you, Steam.
It is much harder for Steam to become Discord than it will be for Discord yes. to become Steam. Because what Discord has solved is moderation and threading and getting a lot of those things that are very, very, very difficult to get right. They have perfected it with their community.
Beatmaster asks, but can Discord release Half-Life 3?
No. Not yet. Not
well, yet. Guess who is releasing something? That's Amazon. Announced a new open source auto SDK for adding voice control to car infotainment systems, including features like navigation, media, climate control, as well as smart speaker stuff like controlling smart home devices and using skills built for the Echo. The SDK is free on GitHub. Ford, Toyota, Mercedes, Hyundai, General Motors, and other automakers have integrated it on various levels, but the team behind the SDK was formed last year to compete with Apple's CarPlay, which is more integrated, also Android Auto, and SoundHound, which Hyundai uses in its cars, and the NVIDIA Drive autonomous vehicle platform.
Yeah, it's about time Amazon got into the auto game. This is a big area of development for tech companies. They all want to win the dashboard war, and being able to, I don't know, if you could customize your Amazon voice service in your car to respond to the name Kit, perhaps they could get an advantage.
certainly so. There's obviously been a large coordinated effort. Amazon has kind of made their name consistently with this product to be everywhere that anybody wants to have them. Tom, I'm surprised that you're able to talk about this without your left eye twitching as the war for the gated empires and the further walled gardening of another element of our lives normally sets you off.
No, you're right. Well, I think maybe it doesn't bother me because I have such an old car. I'm like, it's not going to affect me. I'm still plugging in through a cassette adapter, so we're all good on my end. Yeah. Yeah, because you're right. Like I I know that the automotive companies really want to lock this stuff down even more. So it almost feels more open that they're willing to partner with Apple and Amazon. Like, oh wow, they're actually letting go of a tiny bit of control. This is amazing.
Well, I think they've actually tried, right? Because initially they tried to roll their own tech, and then they tried to partner with other tech companies to have them kind of white label their tech, but with their name on it as well, like Ford did with the Sync with Microsoft. And now it's like, whatever. Now, sure, Google, Apple, Amazon, just throw your thing that people like in there.
Yeah. Well, and if you're using an Echo at home, now all the stuff that you already installed would be available in the car. It's kind of cool. All right. People complain sometimes that we don't talk about new innovative technologies enough, that we always talk about the big five. Is it five now? And Fang, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Well, here, how about Panasonic? Are they small enough for you? Panasonic announced a new shoe deodorizer called the MSDS-100. You plug it in, place the nodes into your shoes, and it sends ions into the shoes to eliminate the odors. Two modes, normal and long, run for 5 to 7 hours, respectively. Last summer, Panasonic launched a deodorizing hanger that works in a similar way. So now, what you've done for your shirt, you can do for your shoes. The device will be available in Japan on September 20th, of course. And Panasonic is only making 1,000 of these things. So if you want one, you're going to have to jump on it quick. Also, you're going to have to believe that ions can somehow get rid of odors.
Also, I mean, first, Japan, obviously.
Yes.
Second, 5 to 7 hours, depending on how much deodorizing you need. Like, why do you need five, even at the low level?
I mean, I assume it is something that is obviously a leave it in your shoe overnight kind of situation.
Right, right. Right.
It very much does seem to be a Japanese-centric product. They you know, if you're in a if you're sharing a small apartment, which the apartments seem are in general smaller than they have here in the West.
A share house, like Terrace House.
A shared, exactly. This, I'm sure, will be a hit on Terrace House. I don't know if it works, but I'm so excited to find out if it does.
It doesn't work. These ions.
How do you know?
The only ionic deodorizers that work are the ones that have carbon filters, and they work because they have carbon filters. Like, there is no science showing ions somehow get rid of odors.
You are calling Panasonic snake oil salesman. This is a fraudulent product. They are defrauding.
I am not calling them fraudulent. That would be libel. I am absolutely not doing that. I am saying that ions don't really get rid of odors.
that they're only making 1,000.
I'm saying there's no
they're evidence. Not actually calling this like a consumer product that a lot of people are going to buy.
I need to see a review. Panasonic, I will review your product. You're welcome.
Please, you can contact us, feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. We'll get you in touch with Jerry. All right. Roku, what are they doing?
Well, Roku launched its free ad-supported streaming video channel on the web and Samsung smart TVs, so you can watch it even if you don't have a Roku device. The company plans to roll it out for PCs, phones, and tablets, too. The Roku updated the nav on its own devices to add a new section called Featured Free, which lets you see and click to watch free content regardless of channel. Variety previously reported Roku is planning to launch its own subscription channels market, similar to Amazon's add-on subscriptions for Prime Video. In its earnings report, Roku reported a rise in average revenue per user of 48%. It also reported a $526 million profit versus $15.5 million loss for the same time last year. The sun's coming out for Roku.
Roku's the number one over-the-top maker, despite, you know, what you might hear from Amazon and Apple about their products. It is making a lot of money based on advertising now and services. So expect to see more of Roku. You know, they're not abandoning their set-top boxes, but they're moving a lot into being the default operating system for televisions, and they're moving a lot into providing streaming services that is sort of a reverse Apple and Amazon. Apple and Amazon started with their ecosystems. We've got iTunes. We've got Prime Video. Now we're putting them in our device, by our device, and live in our world. Roku's like, our world is open. Everybody can use it. Actually, let's also create a service around that open world that can push you into any free content that's out there. I think it's brilliant.
Have either of you used a Roku app in a Samsung TV or otherwise off a Roku hardware device?
I have not. I've always used, because they're so cheap and usually pretty good, the Roku devices themselves.
Tom?
Nope. I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me either.
I know. I'm totally wrecking my brain here because I'm trying to think.
I mean, I think it's a nice thing to be offering. I'm just like, I wonder how much Roku thinks they're going to get out of that.
Well, look, I mean, there are a lot of people that want to interact with not only the things that Roku brings them, primarily Netflix and a few other subscription kind of services, which is what I've always used Roku for traditionally, but also free content. You can't knock free content.
Well, and the average revenue is going up per user. So obviously they're making some money off the advertising somehow.
Yeah.
Well, shall we move to space, everyone?
Yes, let's all move to space.
U.S. Vice President Pence gave details on to the Department of Defense about a new U.S. branch of the military called Space Force by 2020. You may have heard of it before. Now we have more details. The branch would help protect freedom, private property, and the rule of law in space. This would be the first new U.S. military branch since 1947, so that's significant. A DOD report says the project will need to create a U.S. Space Command, create a new U.S. Space Operations Force, set up a space development agency to develop technologies for the Space Force, and create a new cabinet position for civilian oversight called the Assistant Secretary of Defense of Space.
I mean, first of all, this is a brilliant propaganda campaign. Because
I mean, how is this not like a movie plot?
All of these terms sound amazing. Like, I want to be the Assistant Secretary of Defense of Space.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily need to get into military history here. Roger and I were talking before the show, and every criticism and or positive about Space Force can also be applied to the Air Force and its creation back in 1947. But the one question I thought we might consider on this show is, Do we need a police force in space? Maybe military, maybe not. But it's getting crowded up there. We've got private companies that are starting to launch regularly into space. And once you have private citizens involved and it gets crowded, you start to need somebody to arbitrate and set the rules.
Let's also be clear. Do yourself a favor when you're thinking about this. And I specifically mean to the intellectual DTNS audience. Try to separate what this really is, which is effectively a separate budget. The Air Force really, really wanted to lobby to have this be under their jurisdiction. They were overruled, and now it's going to be a separate thing. What this effectively means is that they get their own budget, and they can disagree with the Air Force on where they want to draw the line of what they get to do. And now they're on equal footing as opposed to the top brass of the Air Force being able to squash what a space-focused agency would do. It also effectively gives them their own R&D budget that doesn't have to be partialed out of an Air Force budget. This is something that I think if we were to separate it from the very loud political situation that we are in right now, would be something that would seem very incremental in a world where reusable rockets are making access to space very cheap, where we have a situation where knocking satellites out of orbit would probably be the first step to a larger, God forbid, war between mega powers. I think that it's something that is fairly sensible, and really the only difference between Space Force and the Air Force doing it is its own budget.
Well, I'm going to interject in here very quickly because I don't want to overrun too much time. A lot of the analysis I've said is that a Space Force is probably something we'll need in the future, but as for current demands and our current functions, it's more of a bureaucratic cost that the Pentagon itself doesn't want to burden itself with, because they're actually in the midst of trying to increase the amount of efficiencies and cooperation between all the branches of the military, where just creating another silo doesn't necessarily help achieve that.
You let us know what you think. We've got all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. And if you're like, hold on, I just want to hear the headlines sometimes, I don't have time for all of this discussion, get the Daily Tech Headlines each day in about 5 minutes by subscribing to DailyTechHeadlines.com. All right, let's get into these Samsung announcements because they announced, nothing that was surprising, but a lot of stuff. So let's start with the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 and its 4,000 milliamp hour battery and the backbends and acrobatics Samsung went through to say, look, we brought UL in. This is a very safe battery, not going to explode. They didn't say not going to explode, we promise, because then it would explode probably. But they everything short of that, they said. And this battery is going to last you all day with heavy use, probably last you more than a day, maybe a day and a half or two if you use it lightly. That seems to be the takeaway, is everybody's like, yeah, it's basically better specs than every other phone out there because it's bigger and has a bigger battery. But it's not necessarily a new design, and there's nothing unusual about it. It's a 6.4-inch Super AMOLED display, 2560 by 1440. They did not put the fingerprint sensor under the screen. It's fingerprint sensor on the back. It's a little better position than it was on the Note 8, but otherwise it's the same one. USB-C, headphone jack, Dolby Atmos 3D surround sound. Still has the Bixby key on the right, and either an Exynos 9810 or a Snapdragon 845 processor inside. There's an LTE 1.2 gigabit per second.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Cat 18 modem in there, a dedicated machine learning chip. So the phone itself, I don't know. I mean, real quickly, you guys, do either of you disagree with me that it's like it's just a bigger, better version of the Note?
Yeah, I mean, no. it's slightly bigger and slightly thicker, but just slightly. Otherwise, I mean, it's kind of like the Note 8.
Yeah.
The fact that it's thicker is kind of interesting to me, because I feel like in our very mature smartphone world, we are now finding there are just certain people. We have just the paths have forked between Android and iOS to a point where I don't even think that really you can. I mean, sure, everyone's going to find a reason to argue about the specs on either one, but we have now laid so much track behind us of where we like, you know, why we like the phones that we like and how that is interacting with the communities, that now I'm more interested in like, oh no, am I a gigantic phone battery lasts for a million years person, or am I a smaller phone because it's a fashion accessory and something that I want to use and I want it to look really cool,
yeah,
kind of person? And that to me is the interesting thing, that now we might be seeing, hey, you want to know what? Now we're not going to try to do one size fits all. It's not going to be the biggest and the thinnest. We know that you want the battery that lasts until next week. Like a Fortnite's launching with it, that's our battery length. 2 weeks.
Fortnite exclusive Android debut on all, well, not all, but most all modern Galaxy smartphones for the next few days. If you buy a Note 9, you'll get a free skin, actually a few free skins, and 15,000 V-Bucks, Fortnite's virtual currency. Also, Fortnite coming to the Note 8, the Tab S3 and S4, the Galaxy S9s, the S8s, and the S7s. So if you already have one of those phones, you can get it. And I want to go back to what I think is another feature of the Note that's a little bit different outside of the phone itself. It's the new S Pen. The stylus has always been one of the great features about the Note, and the new stylus has Bluetooth LE. So it needs charging. They say 40 seconds in the dock, and it charges while it's in the little slot on the phone, will get you 200 clicks or 30 minutes on standby. And the button now works as a remote, so that you can click through like slides or do some other thing. There's only a few apps that support it yet, but they say they're going to try to get more to support it. That, to me, is an interesting feature when paired with the built-in DeX feature. DeX is Samsung's dockable feature. They used to be promoted most as like, oh, well, you put your phone in a DeX dock and then you can use it as a computer with like a keyboard and mouse. Now what they're saying is with the Note 9, just get a USB-C to HDMI adapter, plug your Note 9 into any television, and you'll get the computer type interface up on the TV. You'll be able to use your phone as the mouse pad, and you can use the stylus both to write things but also to click through. So suddenly this becomes the perfect presentation machine. You have your presentation on the Note 9. You plug it into the TV. You put the presentation up on the television. You use the stylus to click through your presentation. I mean, it's pretty brilliant.
This is my favorite thing about Samsung, is that there seems to be no other company on this scale that feels almost fearless to say, hey, here's a cool, if narrow, function that we are going to go all the way in on. Because I agree with you, Tom. That's a really, really, really cool idea. Will it be functional? Will it be something that anybody wants to do? Who knows?
Every road warrior, and Note is popular amongst road warriors and business users, is like, oh, that sounds pretty great. Like, I don't have to deal with every, you know, anybody who's ever tried to do a presentation and hook up a computer to it knows the pain of that, right?
Sure. I mean, you're still going to have to hook up the DeX thing to it, right?
Right. But like, you know, Samsung's promising it'll be easier. Let's hope they're right.
Sure. Exactly. I mean, I just love it. I love that they're like, no, we're going to go whole hog. We're going to make it a button, and we're going to make sure that, like, we're going to take the risk that you have to charge it. Like, that's going to be something that you're willing to want to do to have this kind of functionality on it, I think is cool. And to me, that's really where the stylus kind of should have went anyway. I think that we are only now kind of the stylus obviously kind of maligned historically after the iPhone came out. Now, rightly, even through Apple, having, you know, the smart pencil having its own sort of rebirth. And I think the more fancy you can make it, the better, the happier I am with the concept of a stylus. Trick it out.
But Justin, do you want a Galaxy Home smart speaker?
Well, you know, there's so few of them. I'm really, at this point, just so thirsting for yet another smart speaker. Let me ask you this. Because I get it with Google. Obviously, Amazon sort of defined the space fairly early on.
Sure.
I think we were all expecting maybe of the HomePod to be more functionality, and the tepid sort of response to that has been the fact that it was not more connected into the Siri universe. Does Bixby have, I mean, do you have to be all in on Bixby to want this?
Well, that, I mean, that's your assistant, right?
Yeah.
With the smart speaker. So it's funny that you mentioned the HomePod, because it's like, okay, yeah, tepid, I don't know, numbers, partly because Apple was late to the game, and yep. also because it was expensive. And, you know, when you compare Siri to other smart assistants, you're like, well, you know, does it really matter? Bixby, I don't use regularly, but I do know that people have issues with Bixby. So you have to, sort of be in on that whole thing. The speaker looks very nice, but we don't actually know the price, and we're not going to know more details. Well, we might before November, but, you know, there's another announcement coming in November where the company says it'll flesh out more information. But this seems very late to me. Unless it's a very cheap speaker, I don't know many people who are going to be like, yeah, Bixby is my ecosystem of AI.
And just to be fair to Samsung, they did announce a lot of improvements to Bixby that will make it usable.
Sure.
It's conversational now, particularly. So hopefully Bixby loses a lot of the problems that people have had with it. They also announced a Galaxy Watch in rose gold, silver, and midnight black colors. Circular face still. Corning Gorilla DX Plus glass. Also 5 atmospheres of pressure, 165 feet to 50 meter submersion. IP68 and MIL STD810G certifications. No more magnetic strip technology, though. The Samsung Pay is kind of moving away from that as magnetic strips are being deprecated. So this watch only has NFC, available in 46 millimeter and 42 millimeter versions at $330 and $350, coming August 24th. Although, if you order before September 8th, you'll get a free watch band. No LTE in the shipping model, but it is an LTE model coming later in 2018. And going back to the Note 9, we didn't mention that a camera is almost the same. It's a little bit improved from the Note 8, but they've got a whole scene optimizer AI that will detect what you're taking a photo of. It has 20 categories that it'll try to use, like pets and flowers and sunsets. And the price on the Note is big. 128 gigabytes of storage, 6 gigabytes of RAM, $1,000. 512 gigabytes of storage and 8 gigabytes of RAM, $1,250. That pre-order is August 10th, shipping August 24th. So that's a lot of
money. Hey, remember when do you think people will pay $1,000 for a phone was a question?
Yeah. Do you think people will pay more than $1,000 for a phone? Yes.
$1,200?
I mean,
yes,
these are unsubsidized prices, though. You know, I mean, part of the sticker shock is for a long time we got used to like, oh, it's only $199 or it's free.
Yeah.
I mean, the original iPhone was $800, I think, $750, $800 if you paid for it unlocked.
The core audience for that phone, I think, is savvy to the idea that this is something that is, you know, worth it if they really, really want it. They look at it more like a computer than they do a phone. One thing with the watch, I've always loved that face. I really think that the Samsung circular faces look really, really good. I think it's I'm curious to see when they release the LTE version. I think that that's just where those devices are going, and I think it's a disappointment that they didn't announce with it.
I think you're right, although LTE on my Apple Watch, I don't feel like I ever take advantage of it. Because I always have my phone around.
I actually just got a new one, and I do really like using it for music. Streaming music on it.
See, I don't use Apple Music, so it doesn't work for me for that. If you're in the ecosystem, maybe it works better.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's in our ecosystem? The people on our subreddit. Submit stories and vote on them at dailytechnewsshow.reddit.com. We are also on Facebook if you want to hang out there. Great. Facebook.com/groups/dailytechnewsshow.
We love getting insights from the smartest audience in the world, and they send them to us by email. Sarah, who
indeed they do, Tom. This one comes from Brian, who is saying, from what I understand, this is Magic Leap conversation from yesterday, Magic Leap is restricted to specific markets because they're hand delivering units and then helping you fit them and set them up for everything. The Verge actually wrote that in its report yesterday and said, if Magic Leap is operating in the area, this is a zip code because not all zip codes in the U.S. are compatible at this time. The company will deliver the Magic Leap 1 for free, complete with help setting up the system and fitting the headset. If it's not, people can sign up for a wait list.
It almost makes me less likely to order it, knowing that.
I have been in the past such a stan
for Magic Leap because I love that technology. It is based in my old hometown in South Florida, where I went to high school, and yet, man, I just one day maybe they'll get it together and I'll be able to with a good conscience talk about how much I'm excited for Magic Leap, but just. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brian, though, for the insight. We appreciate that.
Yes, thanks, Brian. And also thanks to Justin Robert Young. Besides being from South Florida, what can people learn about you and where can they go?
All right. Well, I usually come on here and I talk about my free political newsletter. It's a free political newsletter. Guess what? It's still free. It's still political. It's still a newsletter 5 days a week, 5 stories a day, mostly gifts, a few hot takes. Most of the gifts are from The Chappelle Show. But also, many of you might remember about a year ago, I kickstarted a new card game called Action News, the game of television news. And I am here to tell you that if you go to actionnewsgame.com, you can buy it. It is now available and shipping. If you kickstarted it, please make sure you go check your email, check your spam if it's not in your inbox. We have already sent that out. People have tracking numbers. It is on their way to them as we speak. But if you didn't get a chance, go buy it now. Action News, the game of television news, allows you and your friends and family to have the wildest, most insane local television news broadcast of all time in your living room using real stories. You can head to my Twitter, at Justin R. Young, to see a little explainer video with me in character as my television anchor character walking you through some of the rules there. So go ahead and check it out.
Be Like Knots. His is out for delivery today. And also Be Like Knots and support this show in whatever way works for you. DailyTechNewsShow.com/support tells you all the ways. The main way is becoming a member of our Patreon, which gives you all kinds of cool perks and chances to interact with other members of the DTNS audience, the smartest audience in the world. You can be part of them as well. And you can wear it on your person as a covering that humans need at DailyTechNewsShow.com/store. Don't forget, I'm heading to the St. Louis area beginning September 6th and 7th. Thank you, Roger Chang, for putting that in there. Does anyone know of a location with good broadband? I think I'm covered for the 6th. I'm pretty close to setting up a place for the 7th, but more suggestions are welcome, and I'll be scheduling a meetup there. So if you got questions or suggestions, send them to feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com.
That's our email address. Send anything you like. We love getting your feedback. We're also live if you can join us Monday through Friday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 20:30 UTC. Find out more at dailytechnewsshow.com/live.
Chris Christensen, the amateur traveler, will talk for more than 30 to 60 seconds tomorrow as our guest. Talk to you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.